All right, good morning, everybody. Just a quick comment about the day he opened my eyes. I'll give you my testimony, maybe a little bit different from Patrick's because we all have our own testimony, but similar in many ways too. There was a day, and I kind of challenge you guys as you think about that, this chapter, is look back in your life, because there's a moment, at least for me, and I know for my friend Patrick, there was really a moment, a time, an event that occurred that was life-altering and life-changing. That doesn't necessarily mean, and that was the day that, you know, I started following God instantly and never wavered, never stumbled, never had a trial, never, nothing, everything was just perfect from that day forward. No, not at all. But it was a day where the reality of purpose in life, focus, knowing that there's something much greater than me to live for and to be about. That was a day, and it still sits in my mind. I remember because it was a day where the reality of life and death for me became very, very, very real. And then, as we go through life, there's other moments, there's times where we grow. You know, there's not like this moment, this day, my eyes are opened and I have all knowledge, all wisdom. I have everything. I don't even need to read the Bible because I just have it. You know, I got it. No, then there's moments in life as we walk through life, because I can remember the day that my eyes were really open to Scripture and the Bible. And I remember I was so excited, and I was telling everybody I knew, and they thought I was absolutely insane. So that's another moment along the path. And then there's other moments along the path. And because we grow. That's the beauty of Christianity, the beauty of walking with God, is that there's constant and consistent growth. And so my eyes are opened a little bit more every day. But there's the moment, there's a time, a moment in time and space where you can look back and go, there, I really see God's hand and what he did. So I just want to kind of challenge you guys, think about it and look and pinpoint that time, because then it really helps you see God's hand throughout your life, because it's a beautiful thing. And then as we go today, where judgment begins, and oh boy, aren't we all great at judging and learning to be very good assessors, to make good assessments, because assessments don't bring condemnation. You know, it's really easy, especially with like an employee does something really, like you feel like it's really dumb. They must have done it on purpose. There's the judgment. Assessments ask questions. It's inquisitive, looking for what happened, and it comes with solutions. Anyway, let's go. As we go now into our day, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for just your goodness to open our eyes. I mean, wow, you know, because we see so many in this world are blinded. And yet, Lord, you are so merciful to open our eyes to see the beauty of you, the beauty of your creation, the beauty of your hand, the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ, even Lord, who gave everything. He gave everything so that we can enjoy life with you. We just thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. We do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. A couple of scriptures really stood out to me this morning just when I was thinking about it. And one starts with Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Because this is when you look in the mirror and you say in the morning, you know, it's like, you just gotta say, oh Lord, you know, there's a lot of times I need to keep my mouth shut, you know, it's just what we need to do. And Paul puts it like this, and he says, this saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then what does Paul say? Of whom I am the foremost. So right there is a good place to start. Can really help us to make much better assessments and not judge. I think of, you know, the servant that went out and, you know, buried the talent that the God gave him in the ground. And he says, you know, you're such an exacting. And, you know, he would probably say he had his assessment of the Lord, but he was just judging God and why he had to go bury the talent and not use it. And basically, the Lord says, you know, your words, you're judged by your own words. You said I was this, you said I was that, you said I was like this, and you said I was like that, and your own words condemn you. And that's like, that's a stark thought. You know, Matthew 12:37, he said, the Lord says this, he says, by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. Whew, man. You know, so it really, it's so easy. Man, I can think of so many times where I've all come really close to blowing it with a good employee. And by the grace of God, I didn't. That's all I can say. Because it's really easy to ruin a good employee. And, you know, judgment, it has a price tag. There is a definite, just to put it into practicalness of our companies, judgment has a price tag to it. Proper assessment has a price tag too. And I would say that proper assessment has elusive gain, and judgment, there's a price. It's going to cost you something. You know, there's going to be a ticket to pay when we give in. There's always that fun and not so fun ticket that we got to pay. And so it's just so much easier. And it's not to just go in and look at, Patrick says, look in the mirror and say, you know, Lord, keep my mouth from leaping off the cliff. Anyway, let's praise. Let's go into the day. We have a great God. We serve a great God. And thank God. Thank God that he gives us vision to see. We can look at others as creations and see others as more important than ourselves, and see them for who they are, and see them as human beings, and give us the opportunity to be excellent assessors that bring solutions. Isn't that what we want to do, is bring solutions to every situation? Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that the wisdom of God is peaceable, it's good, it's right. If the Lord wills, we will do this or do that. And Lord, we want to be, especially as company owners, CEOs, people, you've put us in a position of power. We have power over others. So may we be excellent assessors. May we be people of solution. May we learn to just set judgment aside and to seek you in all these things. Lord, it's easy to say. And then when we get faced with the 5 minutes after this phone call, we get faced with the situation. Boy, is it easy to jump to crazy conclusions in our minds. So we pray for the power of your Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, direct us every day. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. And we do pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.